Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious Muslim and Christian audience. The most important facts we realize through the Word of God in the Bible. The good news is God made it possible for us to become righteous before Him. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, the whole world is held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. My friends, God's law is a reflection of His perfect standard. God's law declares us guilty. The law shows us how far from perfect we really are. We will not be able to plead innocence because we are not innocent of sin. In the just courtroom of heaven before God, the righteous and just judge, we stand. The verdict, guilty, we deserve eternal punishment. The law reveals our sin and the sinful nature we all have. Like the mirror shows us exactly how we look, the law shows us God's standard and our inability to live up to it. But the law cannot make us righteous. True submission to God, my friend, is to humble ourselves before Him, realizing His holiness and confessing our sins and shortcomings. Honoring God is knowing our unworthiness and accepting His provision. God is offering you salvation through faith. God is the one who saves you. Placing your trust in Jesus is the means by which you accept God's gracious offer. If you reject God's gracious offer now, you will one day have to face His righteous judgment according to His law. I want to share with you my wife's story. She was born and raised in Egypt as a devout Muslim, studying in Islamic Azhar University to become a Muslim teacher, Arabic teacher. Before she graduated from Islamic University, she became born-again Christian. She put her faith in Christ. She was always trying to gain God's favor through her works. But her life changed when she put her faith in what God has done for her through Christ. And that's what she told the Muslim professor who was investigating her case, because they told her, you're going to suffer if you don't go back to become a Muslim. And she said, I can't deny my faith in Christ, because through my faith in Christ, I experience God's forgiveness for my sin. My wife's faith is genuine. She suffered. She was thrown in prison because she refused to deny Jesus Christ. She almost lost her life. But thank God he protected her, comforted her during her time in prison. And she met three other ex-Muslims in prison. They joined my wife in prayer and singing praise songs to God every day. God used all of them to help some Muslim prisoners experience God's love and salvation. Cherry Ascott, the founder of Sat7 Satellite TV, told me that he is the one that informed the Congress in America. They put pressure on the Egyptian government and they set them free. My friend, the most important fact I want you to realize, it is true that our inner being is controlled by sin. The mind, the heart, and our will. Measured by God's perfect standard of righteousness, no human being is sinless. That's why the Bible told us in Romans 3, the whole world is held accountable to God, including you and me. We are guilty. No one can obey the law of God perfectly. We cannot depend on our self-righteousness and use it to defend ourselves before God. The only thing we can really do is to repent and stand silent before God as guilty sinners in need of God's grace. We need God to give us what we don't deserve. God will forgive you, my friend, and consider you righteous according to the good news in the Bible when you believe on the finished work of Christ on the cross. Faith is only as good as its object. Please let me ask you, what do you put your faith on for God to forgive you and save you? According to the gospel, only your personal faith in Jesus Christ will justify and save you. Because all humans broke God's law and still break God's law, it is impossible for you and me to be justified and saved through obeying God's law. You and I must admit that we cannot rely on our works to gain God's forgiveness. We must accept what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. My friend, I encourage you, I beg you to say a prayer with me right now. If you mean it from your heart, tell God, God, thank you for providing a way for me to be saved from paying the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I believe in you that you died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and my life. And I acknowledge that you are my Savior. God, thank you for rescuing me from my problem of sin. Thank you for your love, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. My precious audience, if I can be of any help to you, please contact me. If I can pray with you, if you prayed with me and you want to talk with me, I can send you some free materials. If you know any Muslim, you can call me, contact me. We can pray together for this person's salvation. Consider me here to serve you and to support you in helping Muslims and helping any person that doesn't know God enjoy God's love and salvation. And for my Christian audience, please join me in prayer, because God is opening a door for us to use more mass media, especially right now the door is open for using radio stations. And just to pray that God will open more radio stations for us and give us favor in the eyes of station managers and use us in a powerful way to reach so many people. Pray that God will use us also to equip His church, our fellowships, believers in Christ, to equip them to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, you heard our prayers, God, and we love you for choosing us to be your children and for using our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who is Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims. Without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace, love, grace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.